Father God, we come before your throne of grace. We offer ourselves as living sacrifices. We ask that you draw unto us as we draw unto you. This day we surrender.
Lord, with all
Hello, everyone. This is Evangelist Montel Fields of Fields Family Outreach Ministries and Reaching Out Radio Ministries. And it's been a little while since I recorded a new sermon, and that's because I wait for the leading of the Spirit, and God's had me doing other things in the radio ministry. But today He woke me up and put a word on my heart about surrender. There's so many that's not living surrendered lives unto Him. To surrender means to yield to the power of, the control of another, to give up completely. Can you say that you are completely living for Him? Have you surrendered unto Him? I want us to go to the Word, and then I'm going to have prayer. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, God teaches us about being a living sacrifice. It says, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith." Hallelujah. Father God, I just come before your throne of grace, dear God. And I ask, Father God, that this word go out in your will and your way, Father God. I ask that you anoint me as I bring forth the word that you've placed upon my heart. You're speaking to me about surrender, Father God. So many, dear God, are holding on to things of this world, for they think, dear God, that they're going to lose things, that there's things that are more important than what they're going to gain when they completely let go of and give to you, Father. I pray today, dear God, that people get to that place, dear God. Dear God, that they can know what it means to live a surrendered life. Dear God, I just ask that you just anoint me. Father God, I pray that you touch minds, that they'll be willing to be open and to receive this word, dear God. Father God, I just pray, dear God, that ears will open and listen, dear God, and then it will go out and it will touch and bless people, dear God. I just pray, dear God, that you have your perfect will and way. I give this to you for your glory, your honor, and your praise. In your Son's name and in your perfect will, I pray. One of my very favorite scriptures is in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 30. It says, "He must increase, but I must decrease." That means in our life, God has to be first. He has to be everything. Daily we should be growing in His Word and drawing onto Him and more letting go. And as it said in the world, that we're not to be conformed to the world, but the transforming and renewing of our mind. And so many of us are actually being conformed to things of the world. So many think that if they surrender their life and they let go of things of the flesh and of this world, they're going to lose so much. But sadly, they don't realize they're going to gain so much more. For God is our everything. He's our source. He's our power. Oh, in our sorrow, He is our joy. In our weakness, He is our strength. Oh, in our sickness, He is our healer. And praise be to God, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to be our deliverer. Maybe your life seems like you're just constantly in a whirlwind. You don't know what direction you're going. Daily you find yourself lost. You've got this void. And maybe you feel anger and hate. Maybe you feel worthlessness. Well, I'm here to share with you today that if you just surrender your life to God and you let go and give Him His complete will and way in your life, you will find true rest and peace. And I love to share in others' teachings as well. And I'm going to share a brief teaching from one I found online and as well from my own heart. And we're going to be talking about total surrender today. As I said again earlier, to surrender means to yield to the power, to give complete control of. Are you doing that in your walk with God? I really want you to search your heart and go before God. Ask Him to search you, to reveal to you things that need changed in your life. When you live a surrendered life, I truly find myself in peace every day. I have confidence knowing no matter what I go through, God is there. He is with me, will never leave me or forsake me. He is walking right there beside me. Praise be to God. It's not a battle for me. It's not a struggle at all. I just daily I live for Him and it comes naturally. I don't even have to focus upon it because He is my all in all. And He has complete control in my life because I've yielded to Him to be used. I love Him with all that I am. And I want to get people to that point in their lives. Praise be to God. Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." Mark 10:28. Our Lord replies to the statement of Peter by saying that this surrender is for my sake in the Gospels 10:29. It was not for the purpose of what the disciples themselves would get out of it. Beware of surrender that is motivated by personal benefits that may result, for example, I am going to give myself to God because I want to be delivered from sin, because I want to be made holy. Being delivered from sin and being made holy are the result of being right with God. But surrender resulting from this kind of thinking is certainly not the true nature of Christianity. Our motive for surrender should not be for any personal gain at all. We have become so self-centered that we go to God only for something from Him and not to God for God Himself. How many times daily do you go before God asking Him for something, praying for things? Really think about that. Are there times you just go before Him, thanking Him and honoring Him? Just giving Him control, letting Him know that you appreciate Him, that you want more of Him. He tells us in His words that when we draw on to Him, He will draw on to us. But so many have gotten busy in this world. So many are focused on I and self, and they don't want to put God in the center of things. God's not in our homes anymore. People are putting things of the world before Him. That's why you see so much going on in this world. Can you imagine what our Father thinks when He sits up there every day and sees His very own sons and daughters that He created for the purpose of worshiping Him, living in sin, thinking that they're in control when we know that God is in control. He gives us free will. I sit and think many times when it rains and it pours and things begin to flood, that the tears of God flowing from heaven because of what He sees His children doing. And that flood helps to wash the sins away. And you see so many more things happening in this world in regards to floods and earthquakes. And there's so much hate. There's so many things going on in this world, and I truly believe signs of times are unfolding before us, and we need to be found ready and surrendered. The only way to get true peace and to be walking in His will is to surrender. Praise be to God, I feel the move of the Spirit. It is so sad that so many are self-centered and that only go to God for things for themselves, and I'm not saying that it's wrong to go to God for things in prayer. He tells us to come to Him. But what I'm saying is that's the only time people are going to Him. They're selfish. They're not going before Him with praise and with gratitude and reverence. They're going before Him because of their needs. And we need to get in a mindset when we're going before Him in worship and honoring Him and thanking Him for all that He does. It is like saying, "No, Lord, I don't want You. I want myself. But I do want You to clean me and fill me with Your Holy Spirit. I want to be on display in Your showcase. So I can say, this is what God has done for me. Gaining heaven, being delivered from sin, and being made useful to God are things that should never even be a consideration in real surrender." See, genuine total surrender is a personal sovereign preference for Jesus Christ Himself. Hallelujah. Where does Jesus Christ figure in when we have a concern about our natural relationships? See, most of us will desert Him with this excuse. "Yes, Lord, I heard You. Call me. But my family needs me and I have my own interests. I just can't go any further." Let us look in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. Again, Luke 9, 57 through 62. And in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 57, it says, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto Him, Lord, I will follow Thee whithersoever Thou goest. And in verse 58, And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And in verse 59, And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And that's verse 60. And in verse 61, the word of God tells us, And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And in verse 62, And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. That means he wants us to be willing to let go of everything, no matter what we're in, where we're at in our life situations. When he calls us, he wants us to surrender and follow in his will. He don't want us to think about what we're missing, what we're going to miss out on, things that we're letting go of. He wants us to give us, or to give him our all. Can you truly say that you are giving him your all? Are you to that place of surrender in your life? Then Jesus says, You cannot be my disciples. Go to Luke chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 26 through 33. Again, Luke 14, 26, 33. And Father God, I just pray as I share word forth in this message that you bless all the readings of your word and that people will receive it and it would plant it in their heart and you will bring it forth and it will spring into life. Hallelujah. Amen. In Luke 14, verses 26 through 33, verse 26 tells us, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Lest happily, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. Saying this, man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. That means, again, that he is wanting us to let go of all things. He wants us to search ourselves and to give complete surrender, to give control to him. See, true surrender will always go beyond natural devotion. If we only give up, God will surrender himself to embrace all those around us and will meet their needs, which were created by our surrender. We need to be aware of stopping anywhere short of total surrender to God. Most of us only have a vision of what this really means, but have never truly experienced it. And that's what I want people to get to a place where they truly can experience the complete surrender of God. Hallelujah. And we all know in John 3:16 that God tells us, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Salvation does not mean merely deliverance from sin or the experience of personal holiness. The salvation which comes from God means being completely delivered from ourselves and being placed into perfect union with him. Hallelujah. When I think of salvation experience, I think of being delivered from sin and gaining personal holiness, that we grow in him more each day. Oh, hallelujah. But salvation is so much more. It means that the Spirit of God has brought me into intimate contact with the true person of God himself. And as I caught up into total surrender to God, I became thrilled with something infinitely greater than myself. To say that we are called to preach holiness or sanctification is to miss the main point. We are called to proclaim Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Word of God. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 again. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. And the Word of God tells us, "For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Again, "For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Praise be to God. I love to get in the Word and how it teaches and how it guides us. The fact that He saves from sin and makes us holy is actually part of the effect of His wonderful and total surrender to us. Have you really thought about how He totally surrendered and gave His all for us on the cross? He took the nails in His hands and His feet and the crown on His head. He bore that cross for us. He laid down His life for us, completely surrendered, knowing that we were going to need the perfect sacrifice to cleanse us of our sin, to make a way for our salvation. Hallelujah. If we are truly surrendered, we will never be aware of our own efforts to remain surrendered. Our entire life will be consumed with the One to whom we surrendered. And that is so true. I was sharing that earlier. He becomes so much important in your life. And when He becomes in your life completely surrendered, when you're yielded to Him, is what I'm trying to say. And you just love Him and you worship Him, and that's what your mind is upon, it just comes naturally because He is in you. He's living in you. And when you're walking in steps of righteousness and you're in His Word and growing and praying, oh, hallelujah, what peace and rest there is. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And as I was sharing, in our entire life, we will be consumed with One to whom we surrender. Beware of talking about surrender if you know nothing about it. In fact, you will never know nothing about it until you understand that what I shared earlier in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. This means that God completely and absolutely gave Himself to us. In our surrender, we must give ourselves to God in the same way He gave Himself for us, totally, unconditionally, and without reservation. The consequences and circumstances resulting from our surrender will never even enter our mind because our life will be totally consumed with Him. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I'm really hoping that you can get to that place. And in order for us to be surrendered, we have to yield to Him. Praise be to God. The first things that we must be willing to admit when we begin to examine what controls and dominates us is that we are the ones responsible for having to yield ourselves to whatever it may be. If I am a slave to myself, I am to blame because somewhere in the past I yielded to myself. Likewise, if I obey God, I do so because at some point in my life I yielded myself to Him. Hallelujah. If a child gives it in to selfishness, he will find it to be the most enslaving tyranny on earth. There is no power within the human soul itself that is capable of breaking the bondage of the nature created by yielding. For example, yield for 1 second to anything in the nature of lust. And although you may hate yourself for having yielded, you become enslaved to that thing. Remember what lust is. I must have it now, whether it is the lust of the flesh or the lust of the mind. No release or escape from it will ever come from any human power, but only through the power of redemption. You must yield yourself in utter humiliation to the only One who can break the dominating powers in your life, namely the Lord Jesus Christ. He has anointed me to proclaim liberty to the captives. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1. When you yield to something, you will soon realize the tremendous control it has over you. Even though you say, "Oh, I can give up that habit whenever I like," you will know you can't. You will find that the habit absolutely dominates you because you willingly yielded to it. It's easy to see He will break every fetter while at the same time living a life of obvious slavery to yourself. But yielding to Jesus will break every kind of slavery in a person's life. Whenever we yield and we give in to something and we get outside of God's will, and we know it's a sin. That opens the door for the enemy to come in, to take control in your life. That's why it's important not to yield to him, to be wearing our armor daily, knowing when those things come, that immediately rebuke that, start to pray. Don't give him an inch. Don't let him in. To surrender is to know that you have the power and the authority to rebuke the enemy when he comes at you in these things. You need to be walking with your armor daily, going forth in victory, knowing that through him we have the strength, we have the power. The Word of God teaches us we can do all things through him. Hallelujah. And that in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. Why are so many boxing God in and limiting him? Why are they saying they can't come to a place of surrender? Why are they saying they can't let go of things? Because God is able. He is the power. He is the source. He is living. Hallelujah. And he gives us the power to rebuke the enemy. He gives us the power to break those yokes that bind us, to break those chains. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We need to quit boxing God in. We need to go before him and truly ask him to search you. To go before him and ask him things, Father God, that are not pleasing unto you. I ask, dear God, that you reveal them to me. Father God, get me to that place of surrender. Help me to let go of the flesh, Father God. Father God, have your own way. Just take control of my life, Lord. Go before him today. I just pray that you come to that place of surrender. Because so many of us are walking paths that are not pleasing unto God. So many of us are trying to take the broad road that leads straight to hell. And we know when we go to the scriptures and we look to what God says, I want us to go to the Word because I love to give reference to the scriptures when I'm talking and teaching about things. And we're going to go to the book of Matthew. Chapter 7, and we're going to be reading verses 13 and 14. Again, we're going to Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there by which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's because so many are choosing to take that broad road to hell because it's an easy path. They can just do as they please. They don't want to have discipline in their life. They don't want to surrender. They're more content living in the world, living in the flesh, going outside Father God's will, not surrendering, than getting on the path of righteousness, the path of peace, the path where God will direct us. He will meet our every need. But most important of all, that path leads to eternal salvation, to God our Father in heaven. The things of this earth do not matter. The things of this world are going to vanish away. This is just a temporary place. This is just a temporary vessel. The Spirit lives within us. And one day, when that trump sounds, and if we are still living, he will call his children home. Or if you go by the grave, there is a final destination. Is it going to be heaven or hell for you? When you're choosing to conform yourself to things of the world and not transform your mind and letting God renew you and start bearing good fruit, you're leading yourself to a life in hell. It's time. God is calling his children into surrender. Look at this world. Look at all the hate. So many of us aren't going forth being voices just like yesterday. A 20-year-old man consumed with hate, went into a prayer meeting, sat within that prayer meeting. Where was the discerning of the Spirit? Yes, I know they were showing forth love. But when we are led by the Holy Spirit, we have discerning of the Spirit, we can see the evilness. I know when I looked at that young man, you can see the hate. You can see the bad spirits within him. We need to get to a place in our life where we are surrendered and led by the Spirit so we can see those things. That man went in there with hate intention, had the tenacity to sit in that prayer meeting, and then opened up fire and left one woman there as a witness to say what he had done. We need to be praying for this kind of hate to stop. That hate just doesn't happen overnight. That hate's installed. It's a leading of the enemy and things put into their life. We need to be coming against spirits like that. We need to be getting those things under the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to be voices going forth, knowing that we have the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ that God puts within us to come against those things. But it takes being surrendered and living in spirit and truth to break these yokes. We need to be utilizing the gifts that God puts within us and using them in the churches. We need to pray for our nations. We need to pray for every corner of every nation. Because there's so much hate, so much crime, so much sin. It only makes me wonder and imagine how long it really will be. How much more is God going to tolerate seeing His children live like this? That's not what He created this for. He created this to worship Him, to love Him, to serve Him, to honor Him. This life is a gift from Him. Our life is in His hand. He is in control. It's time that we realize that He's in control and come to a place of surrender. On this day, I'm praying that this word will go into the depths of your heart and you will receive it and understand. To surrender means to completely let go of, to give it all to God. As I said earlier, my favorite scripture, John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. Are you willing today to let Him increase in your life? Are you willing to decrease and give your all to Him? Let us pray. Father God, right now, I pray that people that are listening to this message, Father, that the Spirit will just be moving upon them and they will ask for You to increase in their life, Father. Father God, I'm asking that they will be able to empty themselves out of hate, out of prejudice, dear God, out of pride, out of lust, after self, dear God. I just pray, dear God, that all those things will be emptied willingly today, dear God, that You can anoint them, dear God, fill their hearts with love and compassion for their fellow man, but most of all, dear God, that You put the love of Jesus Christ in their heart and reverence for You, Father God. Father God, I pray today life will be transformed, dear God, and that people won't be going and being conformed to things of this world. Help the flesh to die, dear God, and the spirit to rise. Help there to be mighty warriors raised to go forth in Your name, Father God. I just ask today for deliverance, dear God. I just ask, dear God, that people see and know that the power is in them, dear God. They just got to reach out and call upon You, Father. I give You all glory, honor, and praise, Father, because You are, dear God, the living source, the power. Oh, hallelujah. And through Jesus Christ, we have the victory. He went to the cross and was our perfect sacrifice. And He took the keys, and we already know through Him we have salvation. Oh, hallelujah. Death could not hold Him, and He rose. And one day, oh, praise be to God, He will come to take His children home. My hope is we will all be found ready, Father. I just ask that You use me, dear God, anoint me to go forth to bring people into Your will, Lord, to teach them of that gift of salvation, Father. I thank You for making a way for a sinner like me and for all those listening, Father God. I give You all the glory, the honor, and the praise, and I ask these things in Your Son Jesus' name and in Your perfect will. Amen. I thank You so much for Your time. And I pray that this word blesses you and it helps you to grow and have understanding what it truly means to surrender. And if you need prayer and you want to keep growing and want someone to talk with and to share within the word, please email me at singingpraises70@hotmail.com. singingpraises70@hotmail.com, or contact me on Facebook, Evangelist Montel Fields, MONTELLFIELDS, for it's all about His glory, not mine. He's called me to help to go out to be a soul winner and to share the gospel. And I love being a servant. It's such a blessing and a peace to rest daily in a surrendered life, knowing that God's got me. I won't back down because God's backing me up. And more than anything, I want you to know you are of worth, created for a purpose and a plan. Don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you you've done so much wrong that you can never be forgiven. There's no way or hope. As long as there's a breath in you, there is hope, because you can use that very breath to repent and praise your Father. Seek Him while He can still be found. Don't wait till you're in the ground, because then it's too late. We never know the day or the hour of His return. The Word tells us He can come like a thief in the night, and He will. So But my hope is you will know that you are loved and that Jesus made a way for you. And I pray that if you don't know Him, you will receive Him as your personal Savior and surrender. I love you all, but God loves you more. God bless you and keep you. Continue to grow in His Word daily. Thank you.